Welcome, welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your host, Cody Brown. And today, let's talk about strength. I've been really manipulating strength in my journey this far. And I also have been reflecting on strength as being one of my spiritual fruits that I've obtained for this fall of 2020. And this strength called of that beareth fruit that I have obtained to carry me through the winter, which they call hibernation. But for the most part, what I'm going to hibernate is the devaluing areas within my life, within my character, and also the devaluing areas that I believe need strength. So I'm going to hibernate those areas within myself so that when hibernation is over, I will be strong. And that is one of the other spiritual fruits that I believe that I obtained is strong, the fruit of being strong, which I would have to obtain strength in order to be strong. And that is something that I have been reflecting on in October, in the month of October. So if you go back and listen to some of those podcasts, pre-recordings, free to do so. Hopefully there's some things in there that resonates with you. That would definitely encourage you. Also, make sure you check out the snippets of the Sunday self-reflections. You can find those on Instagram as well as Facebook. And to be able to navigate and locate the Cody Brown Show, it is the Cody Brown Show, CODY. BROWN, show all one word. And to locate the Cody Brown Show on Facebook, you're going to, it is at Cody Brown Project. Moving forward, the Cody Brown Show is sponsored by the Beauty Box. The Beauty Box Culture, the number one via online retail hair store, the supplier at braiding extensions, weaves, and hair extensions, and et cetera. If you are looking for sponsorship, email CodyBrownShow@gmail.com in the subject line requesting sponsorship. If you are a sponsor and you are willing and wanting to sponsor the Cody Brown Show, email CodyBrownShow@gmail.com, excuse me, and in the subject line, put a proposal for sponsorship. Moving forward. So let's talk strength. Strength is a job all by itself. If you have a reasoning and a your own scenario in pertaining to your system of strength, please put it in the comments down below to encourage someone else. It was very, very, it's an opportunity to be able to allow other people to share your testimony, your thoughts, your beliefs, because this is a open-minded, non-biased culture community. Moving forward, so when we're talking about strength, I'm not talking about the strength of the capability to hold weight and object, pushing an object or evaluating the body of how strong your body can carry weight or push weight. What I'm talking about is the strength of the capabilities of what the body and the mind together can do so that you can be able to reach your potential of whatever obstacles that are ahead or that lies within your daily goals or tasks that you complete on a daily basis. For the most part, entrepreneurs and inspiring entrepreneurs. And I also want you to look out for, do you say business owner or entrepreneur? That is going to be uploaded shortly after this pre-recording. But moving forward, I want to talk to you, listener. And I am so grateful. I can't stress it enough how I am honored to even be able to step out into my passion as a motivational speaker. And I am honored to be able to even mentor or to give out seeds that you can plant and water, and also mentor and provide leadership in whatever endeavor you are in or whatever it is that you are pursuing. Strength is a job all by itself, and it took me a while to even comprehend strength due to the compassionate side of the qualities that I possess. Sometimes my compassion can overshadow my strength, and I was unable to identify my strength. I actually convinced myself that I was weak due to being compassionate. And for those of you who really don't know what compassion is in my terms, in my beliefs, and what it is that resonates with me. And I am only reflecting on the experience that I have experienced and felt, things that I've triumphed in pertaining to being able to identify strength within myself. My compassion is empathize, it's empathy. And for the most part, I allow my empathy to overshadow to the point where this is where the devaluing comes into place, where I literally would humble myself and say, okay, I am willing to take away from me to allow other situations, whether it's people, places, or things, because of the discernment of wanting to love everything, to be able to want to have a unification. My visions and the way that the quality of how I think, I convinced myself that it was different. Yet I didn't acknowledge that my train of thinking is common. I am not the only one who thinks in this way. And I caught myself being in a depression, a lonely state, isolation, and not even realizing that I was building strength. And the more that I devalued myself through the process of compassion, willing to humble myself, to put people ahead, to make sure that people were taken care of. And for the most part, people's emotions, people's well-beings, and forgetting and devaluing my qualities and devaluing my health and mental well-being to the point where that mountain of wanting to give up. And to this point of acknowledging strength, I can positively say that I am very, very, very proud of myself. And if you are at this point in your life where you're able to identify your strengths and you're able to identify your weaknesses, you really need to give yourself the credit where the credit is due. I'm not saying go out and, you know, verbally harass those who have played a part in you being able to identify your strengths. But for the most part, looking at it at the angle of aspiring entrepreneurs, is that everything is not golden, and everything that state is free comes with a cost. So if you're willing to give yourself, give your qualities, you're willing to provide a service, a product. And if you're not an entrepreneur and you're just someone who's just supporting the Cody Brown Show, and just for your personal life journey, you don't want to become ego. I don't have too much knowledge on pride yet, but don't allow ego to overshadow your strength, because once you're able to identify your weaknesses and your strengths, because you never know who's watching and you never know who's waiting to infiltrate. You never know who's replicas and those who seem to have all the right words, but you don't have time because it's a distraction to go over the fine print, right? So my encouragement to you is that when your strength becomes stronger, don't try to control situations that you are aware that are overwhelming, or it's in a place of justification where you would need to have to prove a point, or you would need to stop what it is that you were focusing on because of this distraction. I advise that you, whatever belief system that you practice, is to give it to God, source, universe, or if that's none of the systems that you believe in, I encourage you to let it go and allow its course, because at the end, you will be able to identify intention, qualities, purpose, as well as understanding. So, for those of you who may be going through a situation, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's, you know, personal, or, you know, just life, you know, just things that just come about and it's like, okay, why is this happening? Confusion is a trigger that should be non-analyzed. Allow confusion to take its course. And I truly believe that confusion is a weakness. And when you're able to tame confusion, and that's when it comes into, and this is my favorite part that I love to talk about, is knowing self, knowing who you are, knowing your value. So that when things occur, such as confusion or people, places, or situations that occur that try to devalue, right? Weakness. You want to claim your strength. Sometimes in the moment, I'm going to put it in three different scenarios pertaining to business. Sometimes, for instance, something that's being proposed and you oppose it, or you are interested, but for the most part, you don't have the means to take on the project, or you don't have the budget to bid. What you want to do is learn from the situation. What are your competitors doing? How are they presenting themselves? What is it that they are proposing, or how are they bidding pertaining to business contracts, opportunities? And there's nothing wrong with reaching out via email if you are not yet obtaining the strength to verbally communicate with your competitors. You are more than welcome to set a boundary and do it via email. One day, not now, there's just a lot on my plate. And I am very picky when it comes to what it is that I want to put on my palette moving forward. Sunday is this, and normally I don't like to timestamp my recordings of people, but today is November the 15th of 2020, and I truly believe this is the date that I have triumphed my strength to the point where it has it has reached another depth of, and it's, I believe this journey of this strength, I am pursued to learn more about it. I want to say the beginning stage of my understanding, the strengths that I possess, was still a little scary, still a little intimidating to really tap into your boundaries and to really tap into your authority, you know, over self and what you can have dominion over when it's pertaining to what's supposed to be aligned with you. So if a business does not, or an opportunity does not happen right now, you want to assess of what is it I'm supposed to learn from this situation, right? I'm not a believer of, they say you want to build relationships on the outer perimeters and work yourself in. I truly believe that's infiltration. I believe just go straight to the source, and whether if there's a connection or not, why waste your journey of trying to infiltrate a cell of someone else's culture, community, or business endeavors when you can just go straight to the cell and say, hey, do you want to partner up? Do you want to network? Do you want to create more opportunities? Do you want to create some ideas together? Another scenario pertaining to personal, what you want to do for those of you who may be in a place of where you have enclosed yourself in, where you could be borderline depression, sadness, I advise that you seek counseling services. Mental health is very, very important. If you are an individual who's able to, you know, release and get right back to business as scheduled, I'm very, very proud of you. A lot of people can't do that. A lot of people stay in a sunken place. And I really, really encourage, and there will be links down below in this pre-recording and pertaining to advocacy and pertaining to mental health services. So back to and pertaining to personal, the scenario of, you know, understanding strength and obtaining it, identifying the weaknesses. And, you know, areas that we're weak in, we don't want to think that, you know, you're a failure or, you know, you're the weakest link. No. Everything that occurs is a learning process. When you are, when you have your plants, you have to prune them, right? You have to get the weeds out. And that's look at the weaknesses as weeds. That's the most visual that I can give at this moment. Even if you don't have a green thumb, you can train yourself. Not being a green thumb, you can look at it as a weakness and train yourself to get educated and find you a mentor who is experienced and that is willing to train, but you have to be willing to learn, to listen. And sometimes, you know, we put ourselves in situations where, and this is the part where you have to take control and authority of yourself. And that's why it's important to know who you are, not just know who you are, truly, who are you? Who is your being as a human, right? Are you easily manipulated? Are you easily to be controlled? Is your weakness lower than being humbleness, where you settle for anything? And that's what I'm here to help you prevent. No, you are somebody. You know, everything has its timing. And I look at everything as a learning lesson. And then after you learn the lesson, then the test comes in, and it's up to you to remember all of the answers through the lesson so that you can pass your personal test of maintaining strength. So be strong, and in order to be strong, we must obtain strength. The third scenario pertaining to strength would be togetherness, building relationships. This is an area that I am working on. I could say that in heart, yes, I'm a people person. At heart, oh yes, you know, I'll go way in. And currently, I'm still in a place of navigating what kind of relationships do I want to be a part of my journey? What kind of relationships are beneficial? Not beneficial of the way of taking, but beneficial so that both parties can be successful. Whether it's family, you know, and that is the hardest part, is when we have to eliminate and we have to readjust and remove family that serves no good. And I'm not speaking of a service of help, but what I'm speaking of the service of where you're on one, you're in unification. You know, everyone has their own journey, but yet we support each other, not trying to eliminate. I am not a believer of the laws of 48 because it teaches human beings to destroy the one whom chooses to be in isolation so that they can be strong and develop the strength. And so those who have the weakest link, the laws of 48 teaches you the one who's the weakest link to get rid of them. And I do not believe in that. I believe that family unification should be a foundation, a strong foundation to encourage. And if you do not have that, I encourage you to dig deep, identify those weaknesses, and identify your strengths. And when you identify your weaknesses, I really want you to really dig deep. And it's really important. It's crazy to say, but there are some towns out there that you don't have access. There's miles and miles and miles just to be able to get to town. So I want you to be able to try to find be a mentor, someone who's very inspiring, not someone who can cause your situation to feel worse. But there's nothing wrong with being alone. But as long as when you are alone, that you're using your aloneness to identify and to grow, right? Because when seeds grow, they grow alone. Even you have to understand they can be a collective of seeds, but to grow, you are grown in a pod by yourself. So moving forward, I want to hear your thoughts, your comments, your story at this point and pertaining to how you're obtaining strength, your level of strength, your path strength, and you know what you've triumphed. And And for those of you who are not ashamed to express some weaknesses, that is totally requested in this community, because we uplift each other, right? Unification of spiritual abundance and material abundance. For the most part, when one of the weaknesses that I identified, I'll start first, is I am very weak when it comes to family. I would literally give my all. It may not be financially, but it's a being of me. I can use my hands. I can take care of things, and you don't even have to ask. I already know. And that's one of my gifts, is foresight. And that's something that I'm very appreciative, and I don't take it too lightly. I take care of my foresight moving forward. So share your weaknesses, share your strengths, share your levels of strength. And once you're able to identify those weaknesses, watch your strength grow. And, you know, it's easy said than done, especially for you that, you know, you feel alone, you have no one to talk to. And it just feels like the more that you stay silent, the more that the infiltration seems overbearing. I encourage you to stay strong. Stay strong and remain on course, because whatever this lesson is trying to teach you, you'll have all the answers to pass your test. Oh, thank you so much for tuning into the Cody Brown Show. I am your host, Cody Brown. And we just talked about strength. All right. Don't forget to tune in to Sunday Reflections. And I am sending you happiness, joy, peace, and harmony. And that's up to you to accept it. But don't forget that love is kind and love is gentle, and that is you.